Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Pixels, a podcast for the discerning gamer.
Yes, we are recording. Sorry, I meant we're 4 minutes away from the start of the Sony conference, and we were discussing with John and Scott and Ryan here what we're expecting. Yeah. So John is ready to be disappointed.
Right.
John, well, I don't know. You may have talked me down off the cliff. You laid out a lot of good potential. We have said the word Spider-Man, which is usually all it takes to make me a happy person. So I don't know. I might have been talked down, but I'm worried because sometimes I feel like Sony came out so strong with the PS4, and I don't feel like they've necessarily dropped the ball so much as it was just like, yeah, remember when we came out really strong?
Yeah.
And while I didn't feel great about Microsoft, I feel like they're putting in effort, and I feel like Sony's just like, hey guys, remember the PS4? Wasn't that great?
They're going to be in coast mode a little bit, probably, because they lead by like 50 million consoles or some nutty number.
More than that. But I think the thing is, we're probably going to be seeing E3 2016 again, which we might not have lots of big surprises or any surprise at all.
Yeah,
but you know, we were listing the titles that we can expect and that we're probably going to see. And already it's kind of a pretty big thing, right? We have Days Gone, Last of Us 2, Call of Duty, World War 2, Destiny 2, of course, Spider-Man, maybe some Final Fantasy 7 remake, maybe not.
Yeah.
You know, that's already a number of significant games. I don't know.
Can I tell you what I think really bummed me out and maybe put me in a bad place early on?
Sure, go ahead.
That story that came out about Sony saying people don't care about backwards compatibility.
Oh, they were a little interview thing they did, yeah.
And I care about backwards compatibility. Like, we joked during the Microsoft press conference, hey, you can play the one or two good games that was on the original Xbox. But Sony actually has a vast library that I would very much like to play. And some of them you can through their weird subscription thing, but I don't want to do the streaming thing. I'd rather just download the game and know it's going to be good. And then there's a ton of PlayStation and PlayStation 2 games I'd like to play. And having Sony take the stance, people don't care about backwards compatibility, I just want to say no. I care.
I think people care about it. I just don't think people follow through, is what we've been seeing with the statistics on both Xbox and the PS4.
Yeah, if you're leading the market, if this was switched, if Sony was in distant second and you had Microsoft back up in front, they would probably not care so much. Like when you have the momentum of the lead platform, you are less motivated to do weird backwards compatibility stuff or other sort of fan servicey things to get people to convert or to at least adopt your platform. And I think that's why Microsoft is doing that and why Sony is not. If the roles were switched, I just about guarantee Sony would suddenly care about backwards compatibility at least a lot more than they do now.
So the problem for backwards compatibility with Sony is that they have the Cell processor for the PlayStation 2, and they also didn't have a PC architecture for, I'm sorry, I mean for the 3, and they also didn't have a PC architecture for the 2. So it's not easy to do for them. And also, they don't care about it because they can't do it.
Right.
It's like, well, we don't have it, so let's say that people don't care.
The one place they do it is like, oh, we can sell a bunch of new copies of all of these versions of Wipeout in a new package, which they just put out last week, And now those are from multiple platforms, a PSP version of the game, the HD one from PS3.
Yeah, but those are remakes. Everyone does it. I mean, you have remakes on the Xbox as well.
But that's my whole point. Like, they're remakes, but they're not. They're remastered, really, because they're the same tracks.
Yeah, I like remastered. I like that word, yeah.
Yeah, they're the same tracks. They're the same core stuff. It's just which thing's going to make you money and which one isn't. I always... So, John, I think that you're probably... You are a percentage of the player base, for sure. I always think I'm going to be Mr. Backwards Compatible, and then I'll download, like, Jumpin' Flash from the PS1 and go, right. Oh, I play that game for days and hours and days, and I play it for 10 minutes and go, ah, oh, yeah, that was fun, and then I never go back.
Exactly.
Well, I think it's selective, right?
Right.
But the ones that you want to play, they're going to be remade. I mean, remastered.
Sure.
Kind of.
And also, they don't
More likely to play a remaster.
They just don't have what Nintendo has. Nintendo has games that...
Ooh, it's starting.
Oh, is this it?
I think so.
Here, hold on.
Yeah, I did want to say VR. They might do some VR stuff.
Yeah, they could.
And Gran Turismo, which I don't care about, but some people do.
Yeah, there's already Gran Turismo 60 frames, 4K stuff that's on the Twitter feed, so they must be doing some of that.
Right, they are.
I mean, yeah, that being said, honestly, anyone who really cares about racing games is playing Forza on their Xbox now, so.
Yeah. So these are PlayStation commercials.
Days of Play is the E3 promotion thing, and Horizon Zero Dawn is $40 now. So you might get it.
That game's great. That game's great.
That game's fantastic.
Didn't have it.
I need to finish it, though. I got so delayed with Zelda and then a million other things, and now I'm just behind. I need to get back in there. Yeah, here we go. This is it. We actually have good volume on the show this time, so I should be able to hear things more.
Okay, here we go.
I'm hearing a lot of woos. Ooh, what music? What could this be? What, this is some kind of Asian deal.
Some kind of Asian deal.
You can feel the excitement in Scott's voice.
Yeah, you can feel... Oh, it's live music there. Look at this.
Yeah, Sony always wants to do a little concert.
That's Uncharted...
The standalone deal?
The Lost Legacy, I think.
Yeah, the lady one. It's Uncharted Lady Edition. I say that just to irritate my lady friends, because they hate it when I call it that.
They have sitars and...
Is that a sitar?
It is, isn't it? I think so.
He's sitting and tarring it. I would say sitar.
Nailed it. Exactly right.
And they got the sit flute and the sit strings.
And the sit drums.
Right.
I don't know why this would be Uncharted. This could be something else.
Could be. But I mean, I think it's Uncharted. Asia, like Middle Eastern Asian focused.
You should see the garbage coming out of the main Twitch chat. Good Lord.
Oh, nope. Yeah, I'm having to hide that. Thank you. I see it.
Yeah, I'm going to hide
that. Oh, yeah, I got to hide that as
well. Don't look at it.
Wow, that's rough.
Just like Indiana Jones says, don't look at it, Marion. Don't look at it. They're all melting like a candle up there. It's awful.
Twitch chat is what came out of the Ark of the Covenant.
Oh, wait.
My face is melting.
They have a waterfall pattern thing.
Oh, that's... is that...
That looks like Assassin's Creed. I don't think...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, there are some weird symbols.
I don't think that's quite Assassin's Creed.
I don't think so, no. But it looks like it could be.
The music looks like a tribal tattoo.
The music is very indicative of the era.
Right.
Yellow sand.
It's cool. Whatever it is, they're in for a treat, because that's neat.
Jack and Daxter, coming soon. Oh, no.
Oh, I would love Jack and Daxter. I love Jack.
It won't be that, though.
Ooh. Look,
that's pretty neat.
Different weapons.
I don't know what you're selling, Sony, but I'm buying.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well,
axes.
That's really cool. Those shapes it made. Is that actual water? Is that sand?
I think it's just water, and they're making it look like different things.
Okay, this looks pretty.
Waterfall.
All right, what do we got here?
That new water tech. With
Uncharted Legacy.
Yeah, probably.
Ooh, yeah, I think so.
I think you're right.
I mean, really looks like that.
Their audio feed is
lady
broken.
Hands looking at maps and
listen. Yep. Their audio feed's jacked. Here it is. It's just like crowd audio.
Yep, that's the Uncharted peoples.
Yep.
Gosh dang it, Sony, fix your sound system. Yeah, their sound system's not piping through the video feed.
Maybe they want to hear the reactions of the crown.
Yeah, but
crown.
But the voices are just going.
The crown is here.
So who are these? This is Kate and Allie. What's their deal?
Right. Yes, this is Kate and Allie.
This is Chloe and Nadine.
All right.
Nadine.
Lucky for you, most people don't even know that reference.
I know,
so no,
dude. I realized that as I said it.
Oh, okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's an American sitcom from the 80s. It's old. But I didn't know the real name, so I appreciate the real names.
Right. Hi, how are you?
Oh, I would kill for some actual audio from this thing. Literally, it sounds like them going... like someone's using their phone in the audience.
Like we broke in. We're listening from the rafters.
Well, the YouTube channel is much further behind, but really good audio.
They're piping the audio through correctly?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let me see what I can do here.
Audio is really good.
That's really annoying. What's the live PlayStation link? Maybe they'll do it right.
I think it's live.playstation.com.
I think you're right. Live dot.
All right. Well, we already knew Lost Legacy, and it looks just as good as we thought it would. So
it looks as good as you would hope and expect, right?
Yeah.
Like, straight up, that's what you want out of your deal.
That is what we want.
Oh, this is just the same Twitch channel, I think.
I'm not getting any sound from the
Twitch.
Yeah,
it's the chat room inside of all the Twitch channels are all complaining about audio not working.
Okay.
So I think I may
have Guerrilla Games, they're going to announce an expansion to Horizon already?
Yeah, Lady Aeropants.
Oh, wow.
Yep, there's her little indicator there. That's when you know there's some shit you got to do. You got to follow that on the map.
Ooh, the feed on Twitch is
horrible.
Very twitchy.
Yeah, the audio's all jacked.
I'm not getting any sound from Twitch. That's weird.
It's not you. It's them. They're not piping it. I mean, listen, you can kind of hear what I'm getting. It's horrifying. Listen. It's like you're in a movie theater trying to record it on your phone.
Yeah.
Brian just shared the YouTube link.
Yeah, YouTube sounds awesome, but it's like about 30 seconds behind.
All right, hold on. Let me pull it up.
Which might be good, considering we've fallen a little behind trying to figure out audio.
All right, let me pause that one. Let's play this one. Yeah, this appears to be hactual audio.
Hactual. Oh, that
the frozen wilds.
That audience is getting
Patrick,
snow.
Now you're way ahead of us because we're on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'll go on YouTube too then.
Damn you.
Few dare trespass here.
Hey, it's all snowy and looks awesome.
Those that do seek the glory of the hunt. To challenge themselves. In a land like no other.
Beautiful game.
But they never find glory.
Alright, now we're getting
only
real.
Death.
It's the real business. Game.
Wow.
I'm not here for glory.
That is
I'm
intense.
Here for the mountain. For answers.
Then you must face the beast.
Okay, 2017. Of course there was going to be an expansion.
Yeah, it makes sense, right?
Yeah. I'm down with that.
Frozen
Wilds. I'm taking notes.
All right. Yeah, so, yeah. They're taking us to the land of snow.
End studio. What's that again?
Skyrim. What? Horizon Zero Dawn Skyrim.
Oh, yeah. It is Horizon Zero Dawn Skyrim, basically. Up in the snow.
Oh, that's Days Gone, guys.
Oh, you're way ahead of us.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no spoilers, Patrick.
Yeah, Patrick's spoiling everything. Okay, so this is Days Gone. I now see a
Come
torn
on,
flag.
What happened? I got hit again. Squatters.
At some point, we need to talk about since the Ubisoft thing didn't work out for all of us. I want to get some opinions on that. We'll do that.
They've got Manny.
Creed.
Who's Manny?
You sent Manny. I'll tell you, just about all these games have really been up in their game on the facial animation.
Yeah, every year that stuff just gets better and better, man. This game looks real good.
Yeah.
It's like I'm Daryl.
Yeah, a little bit. The writing looks kind of nice.
Yeah, I'd ride a motorcycle in this place.
Wolves!
This might actually be... I mean, if this is kind of their more high-fidelity answer to... Zambi Dogs.
I think I just saw what you just saw, Brian.
Oh, right. Did you guys just see something? You must be way ahead of us.
Poor wolves.
Well, you'll know.
Oh, geez. Okay, yeah, now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, was riding the bicycle and there was a trap.
Oh, ow!
Yeah.
There was a rope, and he got thrown off the bicycle and attacked, and he was fighting back in a significantly violent manner.
Yes. Violence is just really... Has it gotten worse?
No,
this year it seems like there's a lot of bloody.
It's gotten better, Brian.
Yeah,
it's
a
gotten,
lot of stabbing.
It's
yeah.
gotten better.
Did get worse.
I'm going with better.
So what's interesting in this demo is that it's very different from last year's demo, which was fighting against hordes of zombies. Maybe it's going to come at some point, but in this one, it's apparently showing that there's different rhythm. It's not just getting zombies in an enclosed area, and this is like the middle of the forest, and this is the most Naughty Dog looking game I've ever seen.
That isn't Naughty Maybe Dog, yeah.
More than actual Naughty Dog games.
The most non-Naughty Dog game ever made. Alright, well, we're out in the bush here.
Look at those graphics. Jeez.
That's disgusting. Okay, and they backed up on that. Thank you.
So if you're running, oh look at the bodies.
Oh no, mother of!
If you're running
not
this,
cool, yo.
If you're running this at 4K, I mean, why do I want an Xbox One X now again?
Wait a minute. Did they hang people from the actual ceiling?
They got on the stage. They have actual stage. It is just they really went all out.
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, Scott, but there were literally people hanging from the rafters in the stadium.
It's not mannequins. It's actual people gesticulating.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there are people hanging up there.
Hanging upside down from the...
That's wow. Nuts. That's crazy.
Awesome. How'd you like that gig?
The Americans will love this. I don't know why I'm this accent.
You know, Sony executives.
Right.
All right. I'm going to say it now. If your games look like this, I don't need an Xbox One X. I mean,
well,
straight up,
this
guys.
This might be on the PlayStation Pro on 1080 and not 4K.
Well, it could be 4K.
I don't know.
Pro will do
also,
4K.
I have the Pro, so I'm okay with it.
Oh, he threw a trap. Someone went to check it out and got their leg stuck.
My point is
one
this,
of my
Patrick.
Favorites is bear traps.
Are you seeing something here that you're significantly disappointed with compared to what it would look like on a Scorpio? I don't.
No,
it's hard for me to say. Bad. I'm watching this on my. You know,
but I mean, environmentally. Yeah. Oh, okay. Here are the zombies now.
Oh, you're so far ahead. Hold on. Where are you?
Oh, okay.
I have no zombies. I'm on the bridge. I just helped a guy get trapped. John, where are you compared to me?
He's looking down at a bridge full of zombies right now.
Oh, I'm not even there. How's everyone?
But that's okay because if you're behind us, we can always pause, unpause. If you get ahead of us, there's nothing we can do. If we're ahead of you, we can pause it and play it a little
bit. That's true. That's true.
So, I'd rather be
ahead. I'll do that. Fine. I paused.
That's a lot of trash-eating zombies right there.
Yeah.
Okay,
maybe that's good. It's good for the environment. They're going to...
Yeah.
I like that he's not engaging the zombies. So, again, they're showing that you don't... It's not always fighting... hordes of zombies.
That's good.
Is no one doing anything other than beating up people? Like,
in
that's
video,
all they do.
In video games, man?
Well, it's the post-apocalypse. Yeah, which you gonna do?
Oh, you're still ahead.
Yeah. Look at these guys! Let's fight! Fight Club. He found Fight Club House Tree.
Oh, I see what he's doing there.
He's gonna blow that bridge up, son.
Oh no!
I was gonna let
now you
the
got nothing.
In?
Here come the zombies.
Oh, so it's the old the enemy of my enemy is
my friend.
All right, by me.
The friend of my friendster is my frenemy. Oh, look at all these dudes. Now, see, that's impressive crowd work for me. I like that.
Scary. Yeah.
Well, that's what the game was shown to do last time. It was the crowd of zombies that were incredible.
That's like playing Pikmin for adults, is what I just watched.
Plus, it's a well-known fact that zombies always go forward and never turn around.
That's so right.
He had a good plan.
What's this game called again?
Days Gone.
Oh, he's got Tom Hanks.
Oh. Oh, God. Deke. Hi, Manny.
Well, you sold me. I don't need to see any more. I mean...
Ooh. What is this?
I don't know your head.
There's something coming.
Let us know.
Besides, who the hell is around here knows how to rebuild a
carburetor? Oh, now I see it.
I hear it.
And I am,
it's a bear.
I am equally...
Oh, it's a zombie bear. I'm digging it.
Hello, I just came out of the Metro preview and figured I'd hang out here.
Have you guys ever seen Raven?
No. Oh my gosh,
no, it's not Raven. Ooh.
You want to know what I think about being a zombie? I find it unbearable. I'm sorry, did that joke give you pause? No.
Oh my gosh. When you
some people find my humor polarizing.
When you become
Bob, John.
Welcome, good evening, and welcome.
It's too much.
That's what's his name?
This is your
John.
2017 PlayStation Showcase. Thank you for coming tonight.
I like this guy. He's straight to business.
There he is.
I miss
Naughty
what's his
Dog
name.
Gorilla Ben, out of control. I thought this opening was completely insane and. Because I had to walk under zombies to get on the stage just now.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even tell me about that last night. We're glad to be here. We're delighted to be here. We have a full show ahead of us.
Peace.
So let's just agree that we love games. And we
I'm
going to
pause again.
I can't button this bottom button. No matter how hard I try on this jacket, it's just...
Yeah. Every year we continue to push the envelope of storytelling, imagination, and technology. And 2016 was no exception. Virtual reality is now a real consumer product. And our consoles... are more powerful than ever, offering 4K and HDR options.
Suck it, Microsoft. Yay.
With the launches of PlayStation VR and PS4 Pro, PlayStation once again stood at the forefront of bringing these technologies to the world of interactive entertainment. And now, in 2017, it continues to be all about the games. In the past few months alone, have given us some of the most creative, high-quality, and engaging video games ever seen. Horizon Zero Dawn. Neo. Resident Evil 7.
He's
MLB
the chosen
the show,
one, you
Persona
know.
Persona 5.
What am I thinking of? Neo. Oh, it's like
Neo. It's
game.
The Japanese thing that was announced like 15 years ago and finally came out as a Souls type game.
Patrick, you were the best. Player, right?
What? What did I do?
15 years ago and finally came out.
It's true. It's legendary.
I am so unimpressed.
I just like it. I don't know if you can hear it, but I love it. This is not a complaint.
Yeah.
More of this, please.
Love it.
Thank you all our fans, all of you, for your support and for making PlayStation.
I'll bet he has got some pasty breath. Just putting it out there. Pasty, nasty ass breath, this guy. Look at some gauges.
There's your core demographic right there, people.
Yeah. As you
take a look at them
and celebrate the world of games.
Take a long, hard look.
This week is our web portal. We have a web portal this week. Live.playstation.com.
This week is our web portal.
Serve as the home for hours of programming.
Yep. For this week and this week only.
Walkthroughs, Q&A sessions, in-depth conversations, and so much more.
Zombiebears.biz.
Why dot biz?
Because we're in the business of zombie bears.
Okay. Without further ado, let's get back to the games.
All right. I can get behind that.
You're still talking.
Before I step off, it's my personal pleasure and a privilege to share with you now a title that has a rabid cult following around the world and has a very special place
Is it rabbits?
In my heart.
Very special place in my lapel mic. All right, here we go. I'm getting jazzed, getting stoked. What's going on here? Some kind of stagey business.
Kingdom Hearts 3.
Boo.
Are you telling us because you're ahead of us, or are you guessing?
I'm guessing. I'm almost not ahead of you guys now.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, oh, man, Patrick's spoiling the whole press conference.
No, of course not. No, I would never do that.
God of War.
Is this Monster Hunter?
Got to be God of War.
Yeah, Monster Hunter.
God of War.
I'm pretty sure it's Monster Hunter.
Oh. God of War.
Following around the world, it's Monster
Giant
Hunter.
Sword, dinosaurs, it's Monster
yeah,
Hunter.
Yeah,
yeah.
And Tinkerbell, Monster Hunter cross Kingdom Hearts.
Yep. Oh, look at that sword. That is just insane. Whoa.
You can't swim with a sword that size.
This sword's part meat, I think.
It is. It's like a tooth. It's like a monster tooth. So I'm collecting stuff. Because that's what you do.
Can someone explain...
Pixies told me to touch this.
This is probably the wrong place, the wrong forum for this, but I don't understand Monster Hunter at all.
No one does.
Right?
I played the original back when it came out, and just imagine if you got... You and three of your friends to all work together to like take down big bosses for things.
Like in World of Warcraft.
Like that was the part that was fun. Mm-hmm. It was everybody coming together. There was a lot of gathering. There's a lot to not like about it, but just everybody working together towards a common goal.
Right. So you're kind of like raptors.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Pack mentality.
Velociraptor the game.
Yep. The thing I don't get about, I mean, there's a lot of people that love this game and that are very much into it. What I don't like/get is the combat system. I can never manage to do it properly.
So
like the
disgusting
delays and the slow attacks and all of that, I just don't manage. So that's why I don't get into it.
So so it's kind of a Dark Souls thing then, yeah? Sort of.
A little bit, I think.
Yeah, its combat is very Dark Souls-esque. It's very slow, very deliberate.
And if you like do an attack and miss, it's going to take you like 5 seconds to recover. So, I mean, depending on the weapon, of course.
Okay.
This game just stresses me out.
Yeah.
I'm just stressed out watching this guy.
I don't need my dinosaurs to grow extra nostrils when it's all
that is
up.
Weird. That is freaking me out.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those games that I would love to get into, like to get it would be great because right. So many people love it so much, but I've tried a few times and it doesn't grab me, so.
It's
but I'm sure
very,
there's a lot of joy to get out of this.
Specialized audience type game, I would say.
I want to have mushrooms that make flares for me. That'd
ooh,
be cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Monster Hunter World.
I need help.
So is that going to be like shared world even more than the instance thing of the regular?
Well, it must
hunters?
Be because it just, well,
sort of flare up, right?
Yeah, the flare, and those three guys flew in on pterodactyl drops.
Oh, now the stage is on fire.
Is it really? Oh my gosh, it is!
All right, nice now things. I know how far ahead I am.
It'd be unfortunate if what's his name is still standing there. One of those went right up his arse. Oh, look at that. There's a little cooking.
Yeah, look at that. He's roasting some meat. Look at that.
Huh. Some of these guys are like, yeah.
Yeah, you can see the whole consensus. Yeah, that's great. No.
I think everyone's I shouldn't say everyone, but a lot of people have just sort of relegated that thing to Asian audiences, and they think that's where it's strongest. And it is, certainly. It's huge over there.
Right? Yeah. But, well, there is a fan following in the West as well, but yeah, it's big in Japan mainly. All right, so what is this?
Blue Point. A division of Blue Hole. Yeah. Oh, whatever that is, I'm in.
You're in from just horses?
There's some post-apocalyptic business. No, it's that bridge.
Okay. Oh. Oh, my God.
Oh, you're so far
is
ahead of me.
Is this what I think this is?
Yes, it is.
Is this... What? No
oh
way.
God.
Is this remastered or something?
Yes, and it looks really good. Okay, this is Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah, totally.
And right, it looks very, very good.
Okay,
wow.
I'm in.
I love Shadow of the Colossus, dude.
I'm going to need some split screen for this.
I didn't play that one last year. What was the... I wanted to, I never did. What's that one called? The one with the dog or the cat or whatever it is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Last Guardian.
Was that it? Yeah.
Yeah. It's these same dudes, but I didn't play.
Wow. Well, that, you know, they pulled out the fan service like nobody's business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Microsoft could do more of that. So, they didn't say remastered there. I want to know what that is. Is that a whole new
game? No, they just call it Shadow of the Colossus, period. But it's clearly a remaster.
Okay.
We're all so tired.
The nerd is strong at this crowd.
What if we lit the stage on fire again?
Oh, this is Capcom versus Marvel.
Why did that flame thing go off again?
Oops. Sorry.
Sorry, guys. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to do that. Is there a story in this?
Oh, yeah, there's totally a story. Sigma and Ultron have combined to create one super being.
Gamora. And everyone has to fight against it.
Hey,
ooh, Thanos is here. Oh, not, sorry, I'm spoiling.
That's not Gamora. Plus, her bra's on backwards. What's going on?
Right.
You have no choice. Help us.
Release me. And I will give you.
Nope. Oh, there's voice acting that's only marginally terrible.
No, Prune Chen, I'm not letting you out.
Prune Chen? Oh, Prune Chen. I'm like, that's Chun Li, and then I realized what you were talking about.
Bear witness to the death of your world.
Yeah, there's an actual cinematic story mode.
Yeah. Zero's in this? Gosh. If Zero's playable, I'll get this game.
Really?
I'm a huge Mega Man X fan. That's all it takes. But I don't think he's in this game.
Yeah, he is. Didn't we see him?
Well, seeing him in a cutscene is not the same as he's a playable character.
Well, right, you know they have to have a Mega Man, so which one are they going to get?
Well, maybe they'll have some reason to do both. Hey, where's Tony Stark?
If Sigma is a bad guy, it's got to be Mega Man X, and then we'll see about Zero.
Is that Ultron that I just saw?
Yeah.
Infinite.
Really excited.
Infinite. All right.
Oh. Pretty soon. Oh, wait.
Ooh, story demo download today?
Really?
Interesting.
Sorry, you saw it before I did.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
But yes.
Oh, Dante's in this? Great. So how deep do they go into the Capcom?
There's Dante against Rocket, and they both have guns, and they're duking it out.
So how deep do they go into the Capcom world? Is it just Street Fighter characters and other ancillary ones, or is it?
No, there's lots. There's lots. There was Strider. There was Mega Man. There was
Does Barry or Jill show up, like Resident Evil?
No,
characters?
They went with Chris for some reason. Chris is the worst.
Oh, Chris is lame.
Oh, this is Call of Duty. World War II?
Sometimes I hope it is Chris's blood.
Yeah, I often wish it was Chris's blood.
Yep. Yeah, this looks like the World War II unit deal. Which I'm...
Let's see if they manage to get us back in.
I'm weirdly interested.
Yeah. I was certain I wasn't going to be.
Me either. I mean, maybe it's time to get back to an iconic war and let us come save your asses again.
Hey, I'm always up for people saving my ass, okay?
Right. I remain 100% not interested in this.
Oh, wow.
We'll see if this trailer changes my mind.
Oh, it's still Call of Duty. It's not going to be, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it looks pretty.
It's nice flamethrower effects.
It's all about... Call of Duty is all about throwing you in those huge set pieces that make you feel like you're gonna die and you just want to stop and, you know, get into fetal position and cry.
Yeah.
And then you still keep going and you feel like you managed to get through it.
It's a great question as to whether we want... you know, the game that really impressed me yesterday at Bethesda's deal was the new Wolfenstein game.
Yeah,
that's more my World War II interest, I think. That looked great. Well, that trailer cracked me up.
Except it wasn't World War II at all.
Well, it was it was like alternate Nazis.
There were
Nazis,
but...
Yeah, Nazis won the war or whatever. It was more like...
It was a pretty interesting take on the Nazis won the war thing.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
It was a man in the high castle, but not serious.
I've seen a lot of loss of limb in this one.
Well, hey, World War II, yo.
Right.
Oh. How about loss of back of your head?
Right. That helmet was ineffectual.
I'll say, you know, prior to Call of Duty 4, and then not since, the World War II ones were always the ones that I enjoyed, you know, the most. Like, those...
Well, the only ones that were.
Well, that's true. I guess what I mean is, I like 4 the best still, of all of them.
Of course.
But after that, all of the World War II ones would be the only ones I care about. So, I mean, I could enjoy this. We'll see.
John Woo show up at the end? What was that about?
I think did John Woo show up?
No, it was like a someone with two pistols being all fruity with the pistols.
I don't know. Everyone was laughing. Maybe I missed.
They were having a good time.
I think that must have been.
Yeah, I mean, it might have interested me if there weren't a million other games that need to be played.
Yeah.
Ooh, there we go. VR. Yeah, they are doing a VR thing.
Yeah, so here's the VR business. That's good. That means they're sort of...
Is that... Oh, my God.
What?
Skyrim VR.
Skyrim VR. Shut up. Really?
Oh, my God. That music alone is enough to make me happy that I have a PlayStation VR.
I might have to play that.
I would probably do that.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's adapted to VR and not just like put on a headset and be in regular Skyrim.
Well, they're doing it
So Bethesda is all in on VR. They have Fallout, Doom, and now Skyrim.
Yeah, they seem to be very interested. Well, don't forget, the technology that became the Rift is theirs and was lifted. So they've been into the whole tech end of it for a long time.
But so imagine you're doing your spells with your Move controllers and stuff.
I'm trying not to.
Oh, this engine. When you look at this engine compared to what we're looking at these days, though, it's kind of frustrating.
Of course. It's tough sell. This is what it looks like.
2011.
I don't know. VR. I mean, I've gotten one or two experiences in VR that make me not care about the quality of the graphics.
Yeah, I don't care either. But I'm reminded that Skyrim is, 7 years old or whatever.
It's an 8-year-old game now. Yeah. So, or 6.
Something
8?
Like that.
Was it 2009?
Jeez, no, 2000. No, it was 2011. So
okay, so 6.
6, yeah. 6, 7. Look at this
thing. Okay, this game looks mildly interesting.
Oh, you know what this is.
Space exploration thing.
This is the one we hadn't heard of. Or that we didn't... What's it called? There was something they showed a couple years ago, and then there's been nothing since. It was a remake of... I don't remember.
Is this a VR thing? It's a side.
It still says VR.
Yeah.
I like weird side scroller VR games.
Side scrolling VR.
Yeah, it feels like you're looking at a paper diorama or something.
I see what you mean.
I always like those, like strategy games that are like that. Those are so cool. I don't play them very long, but I think they're neat looking. Oh no!
I'm gonna give some worldwide advice. If you make robots, don't make them look like spiders.
Yeah, that's good. That's pretty good. Oh, well, if you got a giant hand man, they'll be fine.
Right. Hold up!
I'm the hand man.
It is very interesting and very significant. Ooh, Star Child. I like the title.
What? you're just ahead of me. Star Child. That was my hippie '60s name when I was. Trying to fight the man.
When you were a hippie dippy.
Yeah, yeah. I was fighting the man. Then.
Oh, is that it for VR?
I hope so.
No
offense to VR. I love VR, but it's hard presentation.
I don't know.
This looks cool.
Oh, it's still VR.
It could be VR, yeah. Okay,
that's Fallout, isn't it?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it still says VR.
Massive.
I don't know. Super massive games.
You're crazy, VR.
It is very significant that they're pushing VR that much now.
I agree.
Very, very significant.
I think it's good, but as someone who doesn't have VR, I'm just like, boy, I hope this all gets to a good place and a place where I can afford it.
Yeah, also, a little less.
They're gonna have promos for everything. The Impatient. So they did Until Dawn. And a bunch of ports like Killzone HD and a little bit Planet,
the PS Vita,
stuff like that.
Inpatient, okay. Not impatient. Inpatient.
No, no, no. You're inpatient.
Inpatient. You're being very non-patient.
Oh, sir. We are fishing.
Fishing.
Excellent. I'm going to catch a fish with cloud hair.
Final Fantasy 15 VR fishing?
I'm ready. My body is ready.
That is for a specific type of players.
Mm-hmm. You can
catch... I caught a chocobo fish.
A fishbo. Whoa.
It's actually kind of fun.
I like fishing games.
I mean, for a hot minute, I'm sure it'll be like totally cool.
I like fishing games.
Nah.
Oh, Monsters of the Deep, Final Fantasy, yeah. Like
September. It. I like fishing games. I know that sounds dumb, but I do.
Oh,
to a point.
Massive thing.
Is this another VR deal? Yeah.
Yeah, it's still VR.
We're still VR.
Yeah, there's a number of VR games.
That's very detailed.
So is this a first-person shooter? Okay, looks like it.
I don't know what this is. Well, if there's one thing there aren't enough of, it's VR shooters.
I was about to say, what if in VR you shot a gun?
I don't know, man. That's pretty hardcore thinking.
Radical.
Bravo, team. That's just the one where you congratulate them the whole time. Well, well done, team. Bravo. Bravo, team. Bravo.
There's cake in the break room. Good job, everybody.
That theater's full, man. Look at all these peeps.
Look at the clapping.
All right. What do we got here?
This is... a magical...
some sort of book unit.
Magical book unit.
But now you're playing book unit.
Polyarch, I don't know who they are.
Check out a book from the library. It's VR fun.
Those mushrooms look like strawberries. Or muffins or something.
Crossrooms. Oh, there's a cute little mouse.
Hey, chat room, that's a clue.
Yeah. And now, here comes the mouse.
Yeah. Oh, look, he's got a little, like,
He's like a leaf hand. He's a cyborg, yeah.
Yeah.
Forest cyborg.
Forest board.
Mouse. Tech. He's a punished venom mouse.
I'm loving it.
Are you guiding it through the environment?
Yeah. Oh, look who it is.
You're the face of the guy that eats furniture and throws it up in that Spirited Away movie.
That's right.
I think you're manipulating the environment to guide the mouse.
I love games like this. I would play this.
You did good, thank you.
Ooh, he's a little sword man.
Yeah. Mouse is ready to throw down.
I love games like this. I love a little puzzly. Ooh, that's a scary snake. Moss.
I could be convinced to play that.
Well, it's the guy from the IT crowd guy. It's finally his story can be told. Yeah.
I'm very excited to be a mouse.
Okay, we're done with VR. It's an okay showing. It's gonna
what you'd expect.
You know, change the world.
Hey,
but
it's straight up VR, which nobody else is showing.
At least we've gotten past the point where we have a bunch of idiots on stage wearing VR. That's not fun to watch.
Well, they showed them at the PC Gamer thing.
Yeah, right? That's true.
In a hall.
But that was terrible. Let's never remember.
That was terrible.
It was so bad, I didn't even put the audio up because I hated it so bad. I might still be tempted to if someone wants to talk me into it, but I loved being with you guys, but I hated it. Aw,
come on, Scott.
The conference was awful.
I put it up with a disclaimer that it was boring as hell.
Yeah, I may have to do that.
I feel like that's the case.
Is this God of War? I feel it's God of War.
You feel God of War coming? You feel it? You feel an angry Kratos-sized hole in your heart?
I saw a... yeah, there... oh, my God, I'm so good. Like, literally, I saw a paddle.
Ooh, listen to the crowd. The crowd's getting stoked.
Yes, about time.
It's Kratos with a hipster beard. Oh, more story with the kid. No offense, but... I didn't see anything in the Microsoft event that looked as good as this, so...
Nope.
I'm not buying a $500 console to have less exclusives and
less... You said I was cursed. think I'm weak because I'm not like you.
Kratos sad.
Not know everything. Yeah, Kratos is not. Okay, let's listen to the.
So this is old man. This is old man Kratos. Is what we're basically getting at, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Here, let's hear what he says. Truth.
And the kid was saying, "You think I'm weak because I'm not like you."
Yeah,
that's
right.
A truth. Pretty powerful thing to say for a child.
He's got the same same voice actor, which is great. I love Kratos' voice.
He's got a hand in his butt.
Just gonna put this right here.
And here I thought your kind was supposed to be so enlightened, so much better than us.
This all looks very good.
Yeah. This looks
great.
The
gods of these realms don't take kindly to outsiders, trust me. When they find you, and they will, they'll make things difficult.
And now we're seeing... He doesn't have the whip things. No. What's the name of the... I'm sure you'll get them at some point, but...
Warglaves?
No, the glaives of not as enough. What are they called?
Warglaives.
Chatroom will know. No, they have a special name there. Yeah.
The Chains of Fate? Is that what they were?
The Chains of something.
Yeah, yeah.
Not of Fate, but...
God of Skyrim.
Wow. This all looks really good.
Yeah.
And the fighting looks different enough it's a lot of close up stuff. Like third.
I got a stump. Come here. Wow, that was something at
the fight.
Chains of Olympus. I don't know if the chat room said it.
Chains of Olympus.
Yes,
yeah.
Chains of Olympus. There you go. Journey,
yes, they did say it. Crap.
But this is all. This is like full on Norse stuff, right? This time around.
Yeah,
that was my understanding.
That's what it looks like.
He ran out of Greek gods.
Yep. He killed them all.
To kill.
Them all out of gods to kill. Desperation.
Oh my God! Is your heart? You know the combat is so close up to Kratos. It feels a lot more visceral.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's entirely based on the relationship.
Oh wow! Oh,
you must be a warrior.
Well done, kid.
But not everyone is bad. Mother always said to be open to those who can help.
Yeah, like this little shrimpy blue thing keeps hanging around.
Who you were before doesn't matter. This boy is not your past. He is your son, and he needs his father.
Quiet, woman.
Quiet.
I am Kratos.
Nobody talks to me like that. Now let's get naked in a video game.
You will now take off your clothes and I will press triangle then X.
Oh, look
at
this.
I don't think it's quite that kind of game.
Ooh. I hope not. I think it's good for it to mature and grow up a bit.
I agree.
Oh.
It's the world serpent.
World serpent, fellas. Ooh, it's got a beard like him.
Yeah, a seaweed beard. I kind of dig it.
Oh, he spit up his...
Oh, he finally, because he was so disappointed at the beginning. That was a little bit of closure that I needed.
What is it saying?
He wants to help us!
How do you know that?
You guys, that looks really great.
It does. That might get me back in on that.
That looks really great to me.
That's not that far away, necessarily.
I can't wait for all the emails and tweets about how I'm a Sony fanboy.
Early 2018.
Once it gets pushed back.
Yeah. You really are, you jerk.
It might get pushed back, but it won't get pushed back to, 2019.
One would hope.
Well, okay, I'm sold.
On a machine you already own.
That's a significant advantage.
Yeah. Who's this guy? This is cool. Oh, Dunaway, you're going to get some sweet face tech here.
It is. He's really good.
Oh, that's becoming human? Like cyborg? Dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Detroit being human.
Oh, being human, right. This is really pretty. I assume this is in-game, right?
You assume what?
I assume this is all in-game?
Yeah.
Video games.
This looks fantastic.
Video games, man.
They got the animation down.
Yeah, it's good. Well, it's all mocap these days.
This is the night our people will remember.
We're robots.
There are 5 CyberLife stores across Detroit. We're going to attack.
Now I'm late. Our people
free. Catch up. Get your ass in gear. Just kidding. Are you really late? How could you be late? Merchandise on
display in a ship. I don't know.
What do you see? Let's get him out. Do you, see Star Trek people?
Do you see people hacking things?
No, they're just running towards the big building now.
No, you are
like
behind.
30
that's
seconds
super
late.
Behind.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Did you did it pause for you at some point or no?
Yeah.
You were committing a Class 3 offense. This infraction is being... Oh, no.
Oh, that's what I want. A drone that tells me what I've done wrong.
Yeah.
We can't just leave our people behind.
It's too late. If we stay here, we're going to get shot. North, our people need us alive. There's nothing else we can do.
Marcus!
Things could... What? Oh, yeah, different. This is those people from... it's that one studio that does...
So you do make it different.
Take cover.
Nice.
Oh, this is the Heavy Rain people?
Yeah, Heavy Rain people.
Yeah. This is David Cage.
Yeah, they showed this last time with the scene on the roof or whatever.
Yeah.
Where he had all the different options or the different ways it could have gone. See, I don't mind seeing...
So this should be called a do-over. I like it.
I don't mind seeing two E3s in a row with some of the similar stuff. When they have progress like this, it's exciting because you're like, oh, yeah, they've been working on this video game. Come with us, Star Trek people.
My name is Marcus, and just like you, I was a slave. But then I chose to open my eyes.
Then I had a regular
to take back and decide who I wanted to be. Now I have come to tell you that you can be your own masters.
We're with you.
Wake up, Sheeble!
You, Marcus.
I'm sure
looks
that's
a bit
one of the
like
options.
the guy from Grey's Anatomy, the super cute black doctor that's super rich.
Right.
I don't know what you're talking about. Police report that
except he had dreamy green eyes. And that one doesn't.
Oh, pro android graffiti. I love this. I mean, who's going to start thinking of the robots?
Yeah, I'm intrigued. I'm not sold yet.
This is what I want. I want stories nobody's telling me right now. And this looks like one of those to me.
Think it could go either way.
His games usually do. Is the thing.
Yeah.
I liked Heavy Rain okay. It was all right.
Yeah,
I didn't play the one after it with
Beyond
what's her
Two
name
Souls.
In it.
Yeah.
I didn't play that one.
I didn't play that one either.
See, I didn't like Heavy Rain. I mean, it was fine, but
that's kind of how I felt about it. I liked. It wasn't called Fahrenheit here. It was called something else. Indigo Prophecy.
Oh yeah, that's a really cool game. That's the original.
Just don't go back to it.
Yeah, it looks ugly now. but here's the thing, like.
I'm with Scott, though. There's no zombies here, so I'm down with that.
Right, but also, what I didn't like about Heavy Rain was all of the, here's your hand moving, because here's a controller with 6 axis. Like, they're not doing that here.
Yeah.
But the first times we saw it, it felt like it was much more psychological thing, and here it's like, look at all this action, and we're going to shoot people and explode stuff, and your actions are gonna matter. Will you be good or bad? It's kind of like Paragon Renegade.
Well, and hopefully it's not that binary, but yes, you have a good point.
I mean,
it looks a lot more like this than the previous showings we had of this game.
The chat room can't remember the kid's name, but they can remember that you were constantly calling it. So there's people typing Jason and Sean all in there.
Nice. Nice.
Sean.
See, now they all sound right, though. I can't remember if it was Jason or Sean.
One eye is blue and one eye is green. What do you think about that?
I'm genuinely interested. I want to play that game.
Mm. Oh, it's become human.
Yeah, of Detroit being become human. Detroit, we have a statue of RoboCop. Come visit. This is where 8 Mile happened.
Right down there.
Eminem is awesome. Out. Ooh, what do we have here? What's this? Without light. That sounds like Gul'dan.
Oh, no, it's Destiny. Yeah. It might be Gul'dan then. Maybe they just borrowed him. Hey, when you're done.
Destiny 2.
Undisciplined. Doesn't it
sound like that's
him?
Gary.
Wow.
Is it Garage?
No, Gary. You haven't seen the...
I haven't seen the
trailer with Nathan Fillion where he's like, and he took everything from us, and his name was
Gary.
Something with a G. It was fun when Nathan Fillion did it.
Looking forward to this on PC.
So the interesting thing here is that there is some storytelling cutscenes.
Yeah.
Which is
not a sign that says go to this website to learn the story of Destiny. Yeah,
exactly. It's really like super low bar, but
well, it's the one thing I miss from Bungie is there's I like the storytelling of Halo.
You and everyone else who plays Destiny.
Yeah.
It might be fine. I'm looking forward to playing it, especially with it being on Battle.net. I think I'll have a chance to experience more of the game and maybe really enjoy it. But I think I know for a fact I was hoping for more out of Destiny 2 than what they've shown. I was hoping for a bigger jump forward.
Yeah, but they kind of put themselves in this spot where they have to please that fan base, which is pretty rabid, so they can't go too crazy, you know? Oh, they get an exclusive strike at launch. Also, here's some strikes, you know. Dungeons, everybody. Oh, and I hear you don't have to, like, load in from the ship all the time anymore. That'd be a nice change.
That's enough to get you in?
Yes, I hated that. I hated it. That was bad design.
Exclusive strike, exclusive exotic weapon, and... PvP map.
Oh, a person.
Watch out for them fire tubes.
Yeah. Okay, everybody just breathe. Oh, it's him again.
Well, he reacted to them as well.
Did Sean change? No, the same clothes.
Thank you all so the
same,
much.
Same unbuttoned jacket.
Is he pitting out?
The future is here, and it is
It's been an hour already?
PlayStation 4 Pro. And
wow. Keep this stuff moving. I remember last year being very fond of their methods, and I'm glad to see they're doing it again.
Well, basically everyone copied the... Well, everyone except EA. They didn't get the memo.
No, they got the wrong
they had
memo.
They got the, like, boys in blazers or whatever the fuck that was.
I think... I think somebody on Reddit trolled them and said, here's the memo. Yeah. It was the wrong memo.
Yeah.
A shout out to my courageous friend Ronil Mehta for coming through. And now, everyone, please enjoy the ride.
What?
Oh, is that the end of it?
No, there's something.
No, we're gonna enjoy the ride.
There's some ride here.
Yeah. There's one last ride.
This is Spider-Man.
He's thanking everyone for coming.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, it looks like.
All units
looks like New York.
10 at 36 in Park. Repeat. Or all not. Units be advised. Shots fired at Fisk Towers.
Oh, it is.
Yes, Spider-Man the musical.
It's got to be Spider-Man.
Fisk, yeah, this is Spider-Man.
If it was Spider-Man the musical, that screen would fall and kill somebody. Isn't that the deal with that? I love this suit. This suit is so cool.
It is.
I love it.
All American.
That white.
Or French. Same
right,
color.
Right. Sorry, excuse me. How about the colors of freedom?
Find the rest.
That works.
Looks like
he's
going to
go eat freedom fries.
You got this?
I got this.
All right, Peter. Get your shit together. Dude. A proper Spider-Man game? I'm so excited.
Right. You ever wore a Spider-Man costume?
No.
But his crotch smells.
Oh, dude. You've got nasty moose knuckle all day long.
Okay, he's... He's spidering around everywhere.
He's doing spider things.
Infiltration.
Yeah.
You guys, this is their answer to Arkham Asylum or
something.
Yeah,
exactly. This is basically Spider-Man Arkham City.
Which I'm all in on.
Yeah, he's got gadgets. He's got Tony Stark gadgets, right?
I don't know if
I mean, I think they will probably end up saying Tony Stark, but Peter's a smart guy.
Yes.
He could do it. He created the web shooters.
One success. I mean, that's right. One success. Come on.
Yeah. He made an okay suit. Who's he talking to? Do we know who he's talking to?
Peter Parker talks to himself a lot.
Jarvis.
All right, here's where you fight like Batman. Except a little more acrobatic, looks like.
That's okay.
So Batman.
Look, if I can't web sling, forget it.
No, this is better than Batman. This kind of stuff where you're dinking around with...
Oh my god, it looks really good.
Yeah.
Spidey sense?
It feels like Spider-Man fighting, like, actual villains. It's amazing. It does.
And he's just like sticking people to stuff everywhere. I love it.
Yeah. Isn't the deal... Wait, let me turn that up.
Is he going to kiss him? That's his kissing position.
This is a multi-platform game, right?
No, I think this is Sony exclusive.
Is that the Kingpin?
Yeah.
They got a Sony exclusive on this deal? Because this is a Sony Pictures deal, right?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
That's true. Keep my men alive. Good point. Maybe I'll tell you. Oh, so he's working for Kingpin.
I guess.
Here we go. This is where I wanted to be. Can I explore the city?
Guys. Yep.
Not how I thought today would go.
Saving bad guys from other bad guys.
I like that it's Spidey senses that are telling him when someone's going to shoot. That's pretty awesome. Oh, that poor guy. I thought he didn't...
Oh!
No, he got him. He got him. It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay. Nobody's dead. Everybody's alive.
Everyone's
okay. Spider-Man's still a good guy.
Everyone's just got severe concussions.
Oh, look at that boss. That is pretty boss.
Your punishment will be more severe.
I don't care about your whims, Mr. Wayne.
Mr. Wayne? I mean, shit, Mr. Parker. Sorry.
Now, who is this character supposed to be, these fighting?
I don't know, he's got a...
Powers he's got look like Mr. Negative.
Right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, me too.
And he's avoiding all of his attacks, like...
Oh, this is bad.
Yeah, Spider-Man just paused for me.
Screen paused for me.
Yeah, there we go. It took me a minute.
I had to refresh.
I'm glad it wasn't just me.
Okay, I like this mini boss fight. It's not, but they have to show. To show him web slinging across the city. Right?
Milton Fisk. Is that who he's talking to? Or?
Yeah, that's not him in the suit. That's.
But he was talking to a girl before.
Oh, he was.
Whatever. Spider-Man doesn't know any girls.
Dude, that looks like they're using like venomy kind of power or something.
Oh,
I think it's Mr. Negative.
Yeah, right, Mr. Negative. Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Oh my gosh, you guys! I want this game. Right
Yes. I was hoping he was going to fight the helicopter.
Spider-Man versus a helicopter.
You got to save the people. Save the people, Peter.
The people.
People.
I'm sorry. I know people are going to be ticked who love Microsoft. They didn't show me anything cooler than this. Nothing looked cooler than this. And it's not just because I'm fanboying about Spider-Man.
But this is all... You're not playing in that scene, right? You're
it's just like a cut scene. It's still awesome.
I don't know. You are... There is some kind of...
Quick time
event, yeah. Move. That's okay. I can live with that.
Yeah, that's still cool. You should get to see him do heroic, cool stuff like that.
But I'm still curious about the traversal in the... Well, there you go.
Here it goes.
Pretty good. It's pretty good.
Oh, it's connecting to actual buildings.
Oh, my God.
That is a prerequisite.
It's happening, guys. It's happening.
I cannot stand when it connects to mysterious crane in the sky.
Right. No, it's not. Building. It's connecting. It's connecting to buildings.
Yeah,
you I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm really happy about that.
Yeah. Oh, right, right.
Yeah, it's really good. Also, the webs are McFarlane style. They got that weird curly kind of pasta thing going on.
Oh, and you're chasing the helicopter. I'm curious why Super Negative Dude isn't like blasting the container that's attached to the.
I'll get you.
He doesn't know. Maybe he doesn't see it.
I'm gonna say he doesn't know it's there. Right?
I'll get you, Super Negative Dude. This is
I'll teach you the power of positivity.
Well, if anyone can, it's Spidey.
Oh my gosh.
Only thing missing is him jumping on rooftops of cars.
Like Arkham, the Arkham games, this is not a... this is not a... it's gameplay, but this isn't a movie tie-in. This is a straight-up adventure that doesn't need a movie, and I love that.
Yeah. It's kind of a mix between... Arkham and Uncharted, it feels. Okay, I think now might be a good time to get the chopper down.
You see what he's doing. Oh. Apparently pull that panel out and it lets the fire out.
Yeah, it's like just like it was in Blue Thunder, remember?
Right, yeah.
And he's saving everyone. That's like what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
Finally.
And that is Spider-Man, right?
Yeah, of course. Well, that's supposedly it's all the superheroes, but...
They don't always show that. Oh, look at this. First-person webbing. I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
This is a bad plan.
Oh, this is awesome.
Dude.
Yes, I agree. With your assessment.
That's really great. That's really fun. Uh-oh.
Oh, it's yeah, that's totally Mr. Negative. Okay.
What?
That looks so good.
Oh, wow, that is cool.
2018, okay, you're it's not this John. Year. But...
That looks beautiful. Wow. Insomniac's doing that. I forgot that was them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Insomniac games. Those guys make great games. I don't know.
Is there something more?
Believing.
You didn't really do any indie stuff, which is interesting.
Yeah.
But maybe they don't
I think
need
it's
to.
Over.
Well, hold on, what's this
business? Oh, are they getting the prices down? Oh, this is a conclusion trailer.
Got a big.
Oh, it was 1 hour.
Wow, I know. Wow, they are right on it.
It's a bit short. I would have liked to see a little bit more, but
I don't know.
There's no fluff.
I feel like the fluff free is my speed. I like this a lot. Mm. This feels like a confident company who's making cool shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can. I stand by what I said earlier. This is their brand. Sony's entire world depends on PlayStation success. Microsoft's does not depend on Xbox success, and you feel that difference, I think.
And this was a lot of exclusives for them, too, when you think about it. Not 100%, but a lot of exclusives for them, which
okay,
is
now we're
big.
In weird territory. It's definitely over. There's a ton of things they didn't show. That's why they showed stuff before the conference. They didn't even show Gran Turismo, which that game is never coming out. It's so ridiculous.
Well, that's interesting. You're right. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff they didn't talk about here that they did talk about on their Twitter account or that they showed earlier.
But yeah, I mean, I'm happy.
Did you guys notice that Spider-Man is not in the Marvel versus Capcom? They can't make that deal.
I heard he is. So supposedly the roster leaked and he was on the roster.
Really?
But What is disappointing, assuming that roster leak is accurate, is no X-Men characters.
Well, see, how can you have a Marvel v. Capcom without Wolverine?
Wait, is it not over?
There's something else.
Oh, yeah. It's...
Wait, is it?
Nah.
No, it's just a weird little stinger.
Oh, people are getting
it. Yeah, the weird little stinger. Yeah, it's over.
All right. Thoughts.
It's good time.
Sony. Let's talk about Sony. I think that went great.
That was solid as you can get.
Yeah. I don't know how. I don't know what.
Awesome.
I mean, Patrick, you make a good point about it being a little brief compared to what we're used to, but I don't know. I kind of
I think it could have. Maybe it's that I'm not used to it, but they could have gone with a little bit of indie stuff, a few smaller games. Like, this was basically all AAA. So this is all the games we saw: Uncharted, Lost Legacy, Horizon Zero Dawn, The Frozen Wild, Days Gone, Monster Hunter World, Shadow of the Colossus Remaster, Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, Call of Duty World War III, bunch of VR stuff, God of War, Detroit Become Human, Destiny 2, and Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 games, and the VR stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, out of those 11... There's a number, well, 11 including the expansions, but there's at least, I'd say at least three new things, newish things that I would sell a family member to play.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a decent showing.
Yeah, like straight up, that's a really decent showing. I think that's a good way to put that.
Yeah, now tell me straight up, Scott.
Do you really want to love me forever? No, I know the words. So here's the thing. If I'm to gauge, I mean, listen, we live in a world now where it's impossible to understand why somebody thinks completely different than you do on lots of issues. But if I'm to compare the two bigger juggernaut people today, if I'm comparing yesterday's Microsoft and today's Sony, there's no comparison. Like, they showed me more games. They showed me stuff that looked fun and very exclusive and can't get anywhere else.
They didn't show you more games. Microsoft has had way more games in numbers. Yeah.
Well, but don't count the... Like, forget about all the indie crap, though, for a minute. Let's say that... forget the...
You love the indie crap,
No.
Though.
I love
the exclusive, non-exclusive stuff that Microsoft was selling, though.
Your big AAA, your big AAA 4K, you know, that stuff. What they showed, like, I would take, like, I can't even talk straight.
So, yeah, no, I mean, what we were saying before is that Microsoft forgot about first party, about exclusives. And that is a really grave mistake in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
We have the three things that I note here, and there are more, but Days Gone, God of War, Spider-Man. On that alone, you have a trifecta of system sellers. And that's what you need. Microsoft had none of any of this.
Yeah.
It had the only thing that was somewhat enticing was Anthem, but it's a cross-platform game.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's no question. Microsoft didn't do great.
Yeah. Which bums me out. I mean, I don't want them to do great. I want them to do great. You know?
The thing... I think this is 2017 is the exact continuation of 2016. Nothing's going to change. Sony is going to keep selling better than Microsoft. And it's only significant because this was Microsoft's year to try and change things.
Interesting.
So
I don't think this was the year. To me, it wasn't. I think they're really going to just focus on the next release.
Who do you mean?
Because all they're really doing, there's propping stuff up right now. They're just going, hey, look. Now we have 4K. But our next console, maybe they're focusing on that.
Maybe. But is that even a thing anymore? Like, it seems like the industry is maybe going more the PC direction, which is literally PC architecture, but also more incremental half steps, not full-blown 8-year cycles anymore. So if that's true, I don't know. Like, I don't know if Microsoft... Maybe Microsoft wants that, like a fresh start, and they maybe deserve one. But I don't know if they're ever going to get it. I feel like we're in a new circle now. It's weird now.
Yeah, we're in a new ecosystem. I think so. I think everybody's kind of settled in a little bit, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think honestly, and this is going to sound like I'm trying to, you know, be a little nice to Microsoft, but I enjoyed both shows. I thought both shows had a lot of good games and a lot of good things to show. I think where the problem lies is that Microsoft show, I went in saying, hey, sell me an Xbox One, whether it's the X or even the S, which I was thinking, oh, maybe I'll pick up an S if there's some really cool exclusives. They didn't sell me a console. Sony made me happy that I already had their console. And if I didn't have one and I was looking down the barrel of spending $500 on a console with the games that Sony showed, I'd probably be more inclined to go that way for me personally. But I think the story of this generation has been across the board, like, hey, there's going to be great games coming out. So you just need to pick what makes the most sense for you. And Sony's making a strong case for exclusives, and I just don't think Microsoft hit it hard enough for me.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's the only weakness. We're just talking about an exclusives problem, like Patrick said, like you sort of echoed. It seems like they just didn't have anything. No big mainline thing. They had a lot of weird wording about console exclusive or launch exclusive, which isn't the same. It's not the same. And so when you have really powerful exclusives, you become a thing people want and crave. And if you have Uncharted, or you have this Spider-Man game and no one else gets it, or you have any number of the God of War, any of the ones they showed today, that's a huge boost. And when you're on the other platform, you're like, well, all of these are going to be somewhere else, pretty much. I mean, Metro, that was not a, I mean, that's, they opened with Metro. They should have been opening with, I don't know, Halo or Gears or, and I know those all sound like they're played out, but.
Yeah. No, they can't. I mean, maybe, but.
Or something new.
Yeah.
I mean,
something new. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, maybe we, and, maybe, and what's Metro, happening.
Is that an exclusive even?
No.
I don't even.
No.
It's not, right?
No.
So, I don't think so. But most of their games are coming out on PC anyway. Now, I know a lot of people don't have necessarily a gaming PC, but that's also a problem.
Yeah, it's an issue. I mean, here's how, if I was Microsoft, this is what I would need to do. And the problem is this takes time, and it's what Sony invested in. And props to them for doing this. They spent a lot of time in the latter half of PS3's era beefing up all of their own owned studios, building new IPs that would be either debuted then or be ready for this generation or iterated on again in this generation to make better sequels, cooler looking versions, whatever. And they can dip back on that, and they've got just stuff loaded in the chamber. Like they just have product, and the product is recognizable names. Nobody knew anything about Horizon Zero Dawn until we all saw it and got all watery mouthed about it, and then it came out and it was awesome. So what do they have now? A new original IP that is recognizable, respected, and critically acclaimed. So now moving down the road, more Horizon means more reasons to buy a Sony machine. And Microsoft just hasn't been investing in that. They let Bungie go. Yeah. Rare That's became obscure and weird. They bought it, and then it just kind of, you know, melted everywhere.
They bought it and told it, now you make Kinect games.
Yeah. It was really odd. It's a really odd thing. They're not investing. Literally, they're not investing in the future of their platform in the ways that
the
you need it to.
The problem is, Satya Nadella doesn't care about Xbox.
Yeah, I think we said it before. I think that's really where it's top down. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's getting late, and we will have time to discuss all of this on Pixels, which we're recording tomorrow. Yep. So if you're still listening, you'll get that in the feed as well.
That'll be a proper podcast, too.
Close it off here.
Yeah, that'll be a proper podcast. And you only got one F-bomb out of Patrick tonight. I'm really impressed, everybody. Well done. Well done.
There was more F-bombs on the Sony stage.
I know.
Than there was out of
That's
Patrick.
True.
So I'll just ask each of you just to confirm, who had the most exciting showing at this year's E3 for all of you? You know, acknowledging the fact that we haven't seen Nintendo yet, but we're not expecting much else than Mario Odyssey.
Can I tie them? Because I'm pretty sure content-wise, outside of some of the usual goofiness that happens at the Ubisoft show, I think Ubisoft and Sony were my two favorite.
Yeah,
and it's hard for me to say one was better than the other because I think they both had a really strong showing in similar ways too, like showing me new things. Of course, you know, Ubisoft focuses on multi-platform, but their Rabbids Mario thing. I totally want that game. Mm-hmm. Totally want it. It looks like a blast. I love tactical, turn-based, XCOM-style shooters. Like, that's what that is. It's XCOM. In fact, John, that's all I could think about is how you would love the Rabbids Mario game. Because
it's XCOM, for kids and normal people.
Okay.
Kids and normal people. No abnormal people.
Yeah, no abnormal people. Nobody with three
eyes.
So,
John, you're out.
Yeah, forget it.
Oh, man, but that was what got me excited. That might have sold me a Switch.
Yeah.
So... which one did you like best, John?
I think Sony had the most games that I was interested in, but I think Ubisoft was the most fun.
Wow. Okay. Brian?
Brian.
Right. I'm going to go with the Ubisoft because until today, I wasn't really looking for a new console, but I'm thinking Switch.
Hmm.
Yeah, Sony didn't mean to sell me anything new, so, and I enjoyed some of the games they showed, and definitely enjoyed that Spider-Man, but Ubisoft just seemed to be, everything they showed just it got me excited.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
I'm resold on Far Cry 5 again, even though I kind of already was, but what I saw there really got me excited. I think that, what was the other one they showed that really impressed me? Crap.
The Skull and Bones pirate game?
Oh, that looks great. That's basically, hey, let's take Black Flag and make a multiplayer game. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. I'm super into that. I think that looks more fun than that Rare thing 100 times over.
Oh, yeah, of course.
If you're talking about pirate simulators. But as far as the game that is leaving the biggest impression on me, weirdly, is that Wolfenstein sequel that was during the Bethesda thing. I loved that trailer. That trailer was amazing. And if it adheres to that sense of humor and that quality of acting... And the action I saw there, that looks pretty special.
And level of drug use and animated characters showing up while on acid.
Yeah, that stuff was pretty weird. And afros are making a big comeback in games, I've noticed. That's a hot new piece of business. Mm. Patrick, what about you? Where are you at with it?
I think... I was really interested in Far Cry 5, which I've never completed. Mm-hmm. Far Cry game, so that might, that's interesting and new. Somewhat intrigued by the Raving Rabbids one. Yeah. Assassin's Creed, we'll see. So Ubisoft was interesting. I really liked it. But what stole my heart was, Days Gone, God of War, Spider-Man. It's it's games that I'm thinking I want to play them. I want to have them in my hands now.
Yeah.
The others are, I'll play them.
Outside of Ashen from the Microsoft conference, which is a multi-platform game. Ashen? Right.
You're talking about Anthem.
Anthem, sorry. I keep saying Ashen. Anthem. Outside of that, which again will be everywhere, can you name a game from the Microsoft conference that we were like, oh my gosh, must play that game? Yep. And I can only think of one, and I think it's multi-platform anyway, and it's that weird... skinny guy dungeon crawler or action RPG thing.
That's Ashen.
Ashen. Yeah.
There were some things in the Microsoft. I mean, people who like Forza will be jumping on Motorsport 7. There's The Last Night, which was interesting, but multi-platform. Dragon Ball FighterZ sounds really cool, again, multi-platform. Crackdown 3, I guess, we'll have to wait and see more. And Ori and the Will of Wisps is mind-blowingly beautiful, but I don't think I'm not sure it's going to play to the level that I want to play it.
Yeah, but then again, you'll get that on Steam for $12 in a year anyway.
Yeah,
so what's the big deal?
All right, well, more on all of this tomorrow.
Yeah,
on Booksels.
Patrick, go to sleep, you sleepy bastard. And
I am going to.
Yeah, you should do that. And everyone else listening, thank you guys for being with us for these couple of days. Sorry about all the weird internet problems I had. I'm glad Patrick was able to carry through. Like the Ubisoft one.
Brian.
Yeah, and Brian as well.
Brian jumped in technically.
Yeah,
we hung on barely, but we did it.
Yeah, you hung on loosely, as the song goes.
Yeah.
We might do the Nintendo thing as a capping off.
Yeah, we'll see what they do. I mean, I like those videos.
It's going to be like half an hour, so.
Yeah, I like those videos. I just don't... I don't think any of us are expecting anything giant from that.
Well, Mario Odyssey, so.
Yeah, but maybe some Pokemon.
Anyway.
Who knows? Thanks, everybody, for watching. We'll see you next time. We'll be right back.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.